Welcome to Tactical Permaculture. I've worked on projects ranging from the poorest to richest clients, from inner cities to suburbs to farmlands to remote wilderness, from the eco-war front lines to celebrity backyards. In over 25 years of service to the earth and the community of life, I've learned that in the fight for sustainable survival, growing is half the battle. Please go to tacticalpermaculture.com to read my blog, watch my videos, view my photos, access web applications, and click on the join membership link to access exclusive features. April 6, 2024, episode 124. This is just a short check-in to acknowledge something amazing that's happened, which is that I have finally, as of today, 100% crossed over from water supplied that I brought in myself to my off-grid, off-road permaculture survival experiment. That was the last topping off of my water tanks from the outside system of, I guess you might call it, on-grid water supply. That last restocking experience that happened in late November of 2022. So being frugal and not knowing what kind of a rainwater catchment budget I would end up with, I've learned some lessons, hard lessons, life-threatening lessons, even over the course of the past year or so. But now I'm at a point where I'm totally off of the training wheels, off of the crutches, off of the prosthesis, at least insofar as that I'm capturing all my own water from the sky. So the ocean in the sky, the biggest ocean on earth, or within the atmosphere of the earth, has blessed me so that I've been able to refill all of that tankage by harvesting rainwater. And as I scale out and up with my catchment square footage and my tankage volume, I'm going to continue to do well from here. So I'm beyond the break-even point. And now, as of today, the last drops of what was in circulation of my, I guess you could call it city water, the last of that is gone. So whatever chemicals have been in that water all this time, even though I'm filtering them, I would feel pretty well. I don't need to buy the extra fluoride filter anymore unless there's fluoride in the clouds. I don't need to worry about that anymore. I have to worry about other things like Legionnaires and making sure no critters do their thing in my water supply, and if they do, having strategies to disinfect it. But for now, the way I'm managing it, I'm pretty confident that I'm getting it from the sky into catchment systems that are they're not sterile, but they are definitely not being inhabited by things that would give me giardia and whatnot. So I have a relatively hygienic, not sterile, but a relatively hygienic means of capturing wild rainwater and storing it so that when I filter it, I don't have to expend a lot of energy to boil it. So this is where if I drop dead tomorrow after the first day of total reliance on rainwater only, then I guess this will all be moot. But if I survive and I don't die of anything or get sick of anything from just filtering rainwater, then I will be free of all those additive chemicals. I will be free of the cost of transport. It's free, it's gravity, it comes from the sky. If I can capture it before it evaporates and gets contaminated, then I am free in that dimension of freedom that I never was before and only dreamed about. So I'm excited to say, you're talking to a rainwater man. I'm the rain man. And I'm excited that, I've got multiple phases of filtration, depending on whether it's slated for irrigation or slated for me or slated for hygiene. Basically, I would say I have three different categories of filtration: one for irrigation water, one for hygiene, and it's sponge baths, not really bathing, but meaning water I consume, water I use topically, and for cleaning on surfaces and for clothing, and water that's used for irrigation. So between those three types of storage, those three types of water supply budgets, if necessary, I can use maximum filtration to turn the dirtiest water into the cleanest water. But it's great to have some gradations and to have different strategies for filtration and disinfection based on those different purposes and those different grades of water. But it all comes from the sky, and the cleaner I catch it, the less I have to clean it downstream. And I'm very excited about that. It's a spiritual dimensions. There's metaphysical dimensions, but that's kind of personal. I don't need to preach about that, but I will say that in terms of the financial and the ecological economic dimensions of living off of rainwater, my gardens have been doing that now for at least over a year. But me personally, I have been drinking the city water down to the last drop before taking this leap of faith that I'm not going to get sick from the way that I'm doing it. I mean, obviously, you could do it very right, you could do it very wrong. I'm hoping I'm somewhere in the middle and I do fine. So if you hear from me again, it means that, yes, I'm 100% a rainwater man, and I'll be hopefully 100% healthy and even more healthy than I am now as a result, and not less. So stand by, bear with me. This is it. This is one of the main transitions, and someday I'll be telling the same story about being 100% off of the food grid and on my own soil-based food fungal matrix, my own fungal based food grid. But we'll cross that bridge later. For now, I got sun coming from the sky powering this episode with a solar office. I've got rainwater giving me the hydration I need to make these words, and eventually I'll have calories from the ground that'll be also giving me the energy to do this. So for now, cheers.